what made this an interesting finding is that we found these fishes collected from very deep in the ocean showed some pathological changes that we have linked in other water systems to pollution, these specifically tumors and intersex fish. Intersex fishes would be, for example, a male that's showing developing eggs. And we can't say for sure that these deep water fishes have been exposed to pollution, but these are the kinds of changes from coastal waters like bays, et cetera, that are highly polluted that we often see in the resident fishes.
Why can't you say for sure whether the change seen in deep water fish is the result of human pollutants?
Well, the reason why we can't say for sure is because there are natural compounds that can cause these lesions. There's naturally occurring carcinogens. There are naturally occurring chemicals, often called phytoestrogens, that can mimic man-made endocrine disruptors and cause the feminization of male animals, etc. And some fishes, there's just a background level of unknown spontaneous occurrence of formation of a female gonadal tissues within testes. So it's an interesting finding, but we can't say for sure at this point we could link it definitively to a specific pollution or man-made pollution in general.
Stepping back a bit, what is the general takeaway from the results of this study?
I think the general takeaway is that going along with the work that we've done with high mountain salmonids and high mountain lakes and national parks is that we see fishes from all parts of the world and areas that we think are pristine that show pathological changes consistent with fishes that have been subjected to pollution, and this warrants further investigation, et cetera, follow up with work with chemists, et cetera, to see if these changes that we see in these areas really are associated with pollution.
Does this bioaccumulation of human pollutants in fish, generally speaking, pose any threat to humans?
I couldn't say no threats, but less threats than usual. It depends on what type of pollutants that we're looking at. When we see in general, most of the pollutants would be accumulating in organs such as the liver and less so in the muscle, so there would be probably a less risk to humans of eating the muscle, but we couldn't say until you actually conducted chemical analysis on the fish.
What are some changes we could all make to help our waters remain as clean as possible?
One of the main things would be reduction of discharge of pollutants into the water systems, and keeping in mind that they often bioaccumulate and concentrate up the food chain into these fishes. So fishes are actually fairly high up on the food chain, even ones that are not really large like swordfish. You know, we've all heard about bioaccumulation of mercury in large predatory fish such as swordfish. So the idea would be basically reduction of pollution. That's discharge into waters. Unfortunately, with the High Mountain Lake study, the pollution there is actually coming from air pollution that's depositing into high mountain lakes. So that's even more difficult to control.